MTD Radio News, I'm Joe Miller. A rare fish species dwelling in the Pecos River around southeast New Mexico and west Texas could see protections in the coming years after a settlement between the federal government and Washington, D.C.-based conservation group. The Pecos pupfish included in a slate of 31 species nationwide, the settlement demanding the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service issue final decisions in the next 2 years for potential listings as endangered or threatened under the Endangered Species Act. 24 of the candidates will see protection by the end of this year, in the Pecos pupfish included in the other 9 species that'll see decisions by next year or the year after per the settlement. New Mexico's Motor Vehicle Division lifting the suspension of driver's licenses for more than 100,000 residents under new anti-poverty legislation that was announced. Bipartisan legislation signed by the governor in March called for an end to the widespread practice of suspending driver's licenses for failure to pay a fine or failure to appear in court. At least 23 other states have taken up similar measures to end debt-based suspensions of driver's licenses that can make it harder for individuals to pay off debts and care for their families. Well, some southeast New Mexico communities continue installation of baby surrender boxes after one newborn placed in an outdoor dumpster in Hobbs, another allegedly killed by its mother and dumped in a hospital garbage can in Artesia. The city of Carlsbad contracted with Safe Haven Baby Boxes, an Indiana company, to manufacture and install the box at the main fire station. Former city of Carlsbad fire chief Richard Lopez says the baby found in a dumpster on a frigid night in Hobbs early last year was the catalyst for the project. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.